And the holy whales as well, Nan. You have,
yes,
stories about them.
I think it was one of the last ones, the holy. Oh, I had a lot down here about the promises and all that, you know. Yeah, well, they used to make a pilgrimage to the Doon Well. That's down Kilmacrennan area.
Yeah,
the Doon Well. And that was blessed by, supposed to have been blessed by St. Colum Kell. Oh, they came from far away on carts and traps, sidecars, horseback. They came every way to it. Oh, they came from other counties to it. And when I visited the first time myself, there was a lot of crutches, old crutches. They were eaten with moth-eaten. They were just nearly, they were only dust, really. But that was ones that were supposed to have been left behind by people who came on crutches and went home cured. That was at the Doon Well. And there was lots of other wells people went to. There's St. Catherine's Well in Killybegs. But I never heard so much about cures. At the Turris, on the Turris, was the done round these places, and they said whatever prayers. But they had great faith in it. They would leave the night before and they would fast all the way on the journey, and they would do the Turris and they wouldn't eat till they came back home again, whatever distance it would be.
Their faith often cured them anyway.
It was the faith that cured them.